We had a very back-and-forth affair early on in this one. In the top of the first inning, Luis Arraez hit a one-out single against Dodgers lefty Jack Dreyer, who started this bullpen game for L.A. He was on second base, Arraez was, with two men away for Gavin Sheets. Sheets fell behind 0-2. He worked the count back to 3-2. The battle went to pitch number 10.
Dreyer delivers, Sheets swings, serves it over Edmund into right field, a base hit. Arraez racing around third on his way. Hernandez will not throw home, and what an AB from Gavin Sheets as the Padres take a 1-0 lead.
After a 1-2-3 first inning, Randy Vasquez took the mound for the bottom of the second. Will Smith hit a leadoff double. He went to third on a flyout. Max Muncy then flew out to right. Smith scored from third base, a sac fly for Muncy, and a tie game at one. Andy Pajes was next.
Mad at him. Hammers this one to deep left field. Sheets is back. He'll turn to watch. It's going to go. Line drive homer into the first row of the pavilion in left field. So Pajes now certainly nothing to be angry about. It's his 14th home run of the season, and the Dodgers go in front now. It's 2-1.
Right-hander Lou Trevino came in for the Dodgers in the top of the third with L.A. up 2-1. Martin Maldonado hit a leadoff double off the settled fence. Fernando Tatis Jr. was then hit by a pitch. Remember that. That brought up Luis Arraez.
And Luis smacks it the other way. That is a fair ball into left field. Conforto over to the line. Backhands against to it. Maldonado going to score from second. An RBI single, Luis Arraez. And the Padres have tied it back up 2-2 here in the third. And they will look for more with Manny Machado coming up.
Padres did end up getting more. Manny walked to load the bases with nobody out. Gavin Sheets then hit a sac fly to score Tatis from third base. The Padres had a 3-2 lead. That's all the Padres scored in the top of the third. In the bottom half, Vasquez hit Shohei Ohtani with a thigh-high fastball. Remember, Tatis was hit in the top of the inning. The umpires got together. They issued warnings for both teams. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts came out of the dugout to talk to the umpires. He got about, I don't know, 20 feet outside that third base dugout, and he was immediately ejected. He was not happy about it whatsoever, but in the inning, the Dodgers did not score, but things were certainly getting interesting with Tatis hit, with Ohtani hit. Warnings had been issued. Padres did lead 3-2 through three innings. Bottom half of the fourth inning, Vasquez got the first two outs, but then, once again, it was Andy Pajes.
0-1. Hit in the air to deep left center field. Lockridge racing into the gap at the wall. Leaps up. He cannot get it. And it's just over the fence. Another home run for Andy Pajes. Second of the night and a 3-3 game here in the fourth.
We were tied at 3-4. Randy Vasquez got through 5 and kept the game tied at 68 pitches for Vasquez tonight. Padres then had a golden scoring chance against Matt Sauer in the top of the 6th inning. Runners on first and second with nobody out. Xander Bogaerts grounded into his second double play of the night. Jake Cronenworth then struck out, and the inning was over. So we went bottom 6, tied at 3. Jeremiah Estrada came in. Freddie Freeman hit a leadoff single. Will Smith was next.
5-3. 3-2. 12th pitch of the at bat. Swung on. Hit in the air to deep left center field. Sheets is on the move. At the wall. It's going to go. On the 12th pitch of the at bat against Estrada, Will Smith takes him out. A go ahead. 2-run homer here in the bottom of the 6th. It's 5-3.
The trouble would continue for Estrada. Teoscar Hernandez singled, Max Muncy singled, Andy Pajes singled to bring home a run. It was 6-3. Estrada came out. Yuki Matsui came in with two still on and just one out. It was Tommy Edman at the plate.
Matsui delivers, and Edman knocks it into left field, a base hit. Muncy has scored. Pajes right behind him ends up rolling all the way to the base of the wall. It's a 2-run double for Tommy Edman, and the Dodger lead is now 8-3 here in the bottom of the 6th.
So for a second straight night, the Dodgers set a 5-run, 6-hit inning. They had an 8-3 lead. Padres still trailed 8-3, going top 7, and I'll also mention all those 5 runs, they were all charged against Jeremiah Estrada, who did not record an out in this game. So Padres, again, still trailed 8-3, going to the top of the 7th. Matt Sauer hit Jose Iglesias to start the inning. No ejection, even though we had warnings earlier. Mike Schilt then elected to pinch hit for Brandon Lockridge with Trenton Brooks.
And that's hit in the air to deep right field. Hernandez is going back. He's at the wall looking up. It's going to go. First home run in the big leagues. And Trenton Brooks, a pinch hit home run. Two-run shot at Dodger Stadium. And don't go anywhere. It's 8-5.
What a moment for Trenton Brooks, who went to Granite Hills High School in El Cajon, grew up in Alpine, grew up a Padres fan. His first major league home run against the LA Dodgers in the brown and gold as a San Diego Padre. The Padres, courtesy of Brooks, had some life, and they weren't done. Sauer allowed a couple of one-out base runners to reach. Manny Machado was coming up representing the tying run. Dodgers then went to righty Michael Kopech out of the bullpen. He walked Manny to load the bases. Gavin Sheets then popped out, but then with Xander Bogaerts at the plate, Kopech lost his balance, or he caught a spike during his delivery, he fell off the mound, and it was a balk, so that allowed Tatis to score from third base to make it 8-6. The other runners moved up as well, so it was an 8-6 game, the tying runs in scoring position, but Bogaerts grounded out to end the inning. Jason Adam pitched the scoreless bottom of the seventh inning to keep it 8-6. Padres then rallied in the top of the eighth inning against Dodger lefty Anthony Bonda. They put two in scoring position with one out, but Bonda struck out Elias Diaz, and then after an intentional walk to Fernando Tatis Jr. to load the bases, Luis Arraez flew out to end the inning. Sean Reynolds and Adrian Morahone combined for a scoreless bottom half of the eighth inning, so that got us to the ninth inning. Padres trailing by two. Tanner Scott came in for the Dodgers, pitching in a third consecutive game on a third consecutive day, but he retired Manny Machado, Gavin Sheets, and then Xander Bogaerts, 1-2-3, and that was that here tonight. Final score, Dodgers 8 and the Padres 6.